Radio Esperanza.
De retour dans les studios de la radio éphémère et on a le grand plaisir de recevoir Charon Jones. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Merci beaucoup de venir ici et c'est notre ami Philippe Manche du soir qui va faire la traduction puisqu'il connaît bien Charon, hein, Philippe. On en discutait tout à l'heure.
On s'est rencontré une fois, I met her one time in Uptown dans les studios d'Uptown à Brooklyn dont Charon est un peu les régies. Et la figure de proue. You're the main artist of Dapton, in fact, of the most popular.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a Dapton if I hadn't joined. Yeah. We wouldn't have had a name. Yeah,
Traduction, Philippe.
Bah donc ouais, c'est plus un collectif, c'est plus Dapton, et on s'en fout du nom. C'est ce qui compte, c'est the color of the label, the flavor of Dapton,
that's
and not
right.
Especially one artist or another.
Right.
Voilà, j'ai bien traduit.
Charon, on vous compare très très souvent. On dit de vous que vous êtes la James Brown de la soul music. Le côté féminin enfin, l'hérégie de la soul music. On assiste à un revival de cette soul music. Comment est-ce que vous, qui pratiquez cette musique depuis maintenant très longtemps, vous prenez ce revival-là? Comment ça se passe pour vous?
Donc, you looks like a female version of James Brown for the energy.
Yeah.
The guy explained that now it's since a couple of years a revival of the soul music, the vintage soul, the golden age of the soul from Stax and all these major labels. How did you live this revival, and maybe how did you explain that?
Well, we just, I mean, that's who we are. You know, we really feed off of that vibe, that Stax and Motown sound. And I think our recording, you know, recording analog, you know, none of the digital stuff. So that's what keep us where we're going and keep our sound. And we're going to continue.
Donc c'est ce que nous sommes, voilà, on vit vraiment dans cet héritage de l'âge d'or de la soul de Motown. Et la particularité aussi des studios d'Uptown, c'est les studios analogiques qui permettent d'avoir ce son vintage. It's true, Charon is the vintage son because it's recording by analogic.
Well, maybe because of the instrument, but I think it's more soul because I am a soul singer, you know. It's not like I'm not retro. It's not like I'm some 20-something-year-old trying to sound like Aretha or Tina Turner. You know, I have my own sound. You know, I'm 55 years old, so I am a soul singer. So there's no vintage here. This is what's happening now.
Ouais, c'est ça. Donc Charon dit qu'elle est une chanteuse d'aujourd'hui à 55 ans et elle n'essaie pas de copier Tina Turner. Elle est elle-même. Elle a sa propre voix. C'est son propre style.
Et alors, en quoi ça consiste le style de Charon Jones par rapport à Tina Turner, par exemple?
What's the difference with your own style and the Tina style?
Well, my style is on me. I'm Sharon Jones. I'm not Tina Turner. That's the big difference. And, you know, Tina is Tina, you know. She's not, like, doing her thing now, but, I mean, she was a big inspiration. She inspired me. Aretha inspired me. I mean, to me, every singer from Stax and Motown music inspired me in the 60s. So I came through the 60s, 70s, and the 80s, so I've been through them all. I went from Tina to Aretha to Prince to Michael to Beyoncé.
Ouais, donc c'est ça, donc elle a cultivé cet héritage, elle a grandi avec tous ces chanteurs de Stax et de Motown, et elle continue à écouter des gens comme Prince ou Beyoncé, et à aimer la musique noire sous toutes ses formes.
Alors ce revival de la soul music, cette mode qui revient là maintenant dans la fin des années 2009-2010, il y a énormément de jeunes artistes. Vous qui êtes, vous venez de le dire, vous avez 55 ans. Est-ce que vous sentez proche de cette jeune génération qui fait la soul music d'aujourd'hui?
Donc, since a couple of years, some new band of new artists are inspired by the soul music. Do you feel some personal connection with this new scene?
Yes, yes. Like, believe it or not, I think that's one of the reasons why I gave my respects to Amy Winehouse, because she was inspired by even though I know Stax and Motown, she listened to that, but listening to us also inspired her. And all these other young soul singers out here nowadays, they'll have to admit that we've inspired them along the way, because I think they will listen and say, wow, if they're doing soul music, they still can do it, and they still got it, and it reminds me of way back when. So I think what we're doing is a good thing, and that's what we're going to continue.
Oui, donc elle dit bah oui, qu'il y a effectivement beaucoup de liens, essentiellement avec Amy Winehouse. Donc petite parenthèse, donc elle a enregistré chez Dapton, et elle a d'ailleurs avoué que Charon était vraiment une de ses grandes inspirations. Et donc je crois que c'est un peu, voilà, la roue tourne et tout le monde inspire également un peu tout le monde.
Et l'an dernier, on a reçu ici Fred Wesley, donc autre grande légende de la funk music. Il nous disait que pour lui, la musique noire, funk et soul était indétachable quelque part d'un discours politique. Est-ce que dans toute sa carrière, est-ce que arrivé à aujourd'hui, Sharon, vous avez l'impression que ce message politique, c'est pas un peu détaché de cette musique, soul music, black music?
Donc Fred Wesley explained last year here in the same studio that it's hard to divide soul, funk and the political message, especially during the 60s,
right? Because
for instance,
in the 60s, that's why funk and soul started changing. See, James Brown had his funk. His funk music, you know, and then Fred, you know, they was back. Then you had Bootsy coming with, you know, so it was still funk, but it was a different, you know, different groove, different era. From the 60s to the 70s, it changed, soul and funk, you know.
Donc là, Sharon explique un peu la mutation entre le funk et la soul, voilà, donc avec l'apparition de Fred Wesley, de Bootsy à la basse, etc. Mais la deuxième partie de last part of the question was, no, do you regret that the political message is maybe disappeared from the soul singer or from certain soul singers?
I don't think so. I think if you just should sing what's on your heart. I mean, a lot of the kids nowadays, they're singing about how much money they made, how good they look, how many women they can pull down, and, you know, yeah, I got a car, I got $1 million, you know, I mean, but it's okay. But back with, like Charles Bradley, I mean, he's coming out, his songs is from his heartaches and pain, that's one of his songs. I mean, he's singing stuff for soul. I sing a song like, how do I let a good man down, you know, or my man is a mean man, or mama don't like my man, you know, it's a lot about my man, you know, but they're like, you know, they're soulful songs, but they're like, you know, and I learned the hard way. I mean, look at that. That was our title song.
I
learned the hard way by Daptone. We had to start our own record label in order to get our music out, in order for me to become a singer, because no major label wanted me, you know, and then being in relationships. I learned the hard way, you know, this guy, you're always cheating on you, you know, stuff.
Donc là, la dernière partie de la réponse est à propos donc de la chanson principale de son dernier album, Aller de Manuel Noué, qui a différents sens, qui a aussi le sens d'apprentissage et de, par rapport à la difficulté de trouver une firme de disque, etc. Et l'essence, en tout cas, de la réponse de Sharon, c'est une question d'honnêteté. Et elle fait allusion à un formidable artiste, Charles Bradley, qui a sorti un disque, wonderful album, et qui chante vraiment toute sa douleur avec son âme et avec son cœur, quoi. Donc c'est plus une question d'honnêteté. It's more honest than political.
Yeah, just honest. And it's one of the good things is not, like, I'm not writing all the lyrics. You know, the guys in the band write the lyrics. That goes to show you how the Dap Kings and I are a family. You know, they write stuff, and I take that story and bring it to life, make it part of me. And it's not even about me, you know. So, but it's a good thing, and we understand what we're doing. So that family.
Donc c'est ça. Donc c'est l'esprit famille de Daptone et des Dadkin qui apporte certains morceaux aussi. Donc c'est vraiment un travail de collaboration. Et c'est vrai que les textes ne parlent pas forcément d'elle.
Alors dernière question. Vous avez aux côtés de Prince en première partie ici en Belgique et puis aussi en France, en Europe, quoi. On parlait tout à l'heure d'Amy Winehouse. Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres artistes comme ça avec qui vous aimeriez collaborer dans le futur ou maintenant?
Donc explain that we saw you before Prince in Ghent in Belgium, and you play with him during his own show, a wonderful version of Controversy, and he asked if you want to meet some artists or collaborate with artists, and what kind of artists, for instance?
I mean,
Stevie Wonder.
I mean, they're coming to me, which is great. I mean, and that's what I want more, because I would rather them come to me and wanting to do what I want to do, instead of me going over, do you want to do what I want to do, or would you come over here and sing some soul with me? So I just put it out there, and hopefully maybe someone like Justin Timberlake, you know, someone to work with. Even Beyonce, maybe too. Find some soul.
You like
song.
To do a duet with Beyonce?
Yeah,
could
maybe
be nice.
Find a soul song to do. I would like to figure what that could be, but that would be fun.
But you prefer to wait the
until
proposition.
Until they come to me and want that, you know. Because they're in a position where, you know, I'm just, to me, hardly no one know of me. I'm just beginning out here, and I'm just a soul singer, and I'm just going to be humble and keep myself, and I'm much older than they are anyway, so I think if they want to do some soul music, they'll come and ask if they want me to do some stuff.
Donc Sharon explique qu'elle préfère que les gens viennent vers elle parce qu'elle est avant tout d'abord humble, mais c'est vrai qu'elle aimerait bien, bon, parler de Beyoncé tout à l'heure, maybe Stevie Wonder one day.
Oh, Stevie, yes. I mean, I just did something with Booker T. What's his name? Steve Cooper
from Booker T.
Yeah,
and the
I mean, oh, I mean, so these guys are coming to me to do stuff, so maybe some of the younger ones will come out and come back over to Daptone like Amy did and come to us to do some stuff.
Donc voilà, donc il y a eu un projet avec Steve Cropper qui est le... Is a guitarist Steve or not?
Yeah, yeah, he's a guitarist.
Le guitariste yeah. de Booker T and the MGs, le groupe Stax. Et,
yeah.
Et donc voilà, on espère qu'il y en a d'autres qui vont venir.
Est-ce qu'il y a une différence entre le public européen et le public américain sur la soul? Ou ça bouge autant qu'en Amérique, ça bouge autant, tout le temps?
The difference with the European public and the American public, I mean, the vibes, you feel different vibes when you are in the States and in Europe?
I mean, oh man, it's great. I mean, that's what I like about the difference. I mean, but Europe has got me started. I mean, this is where everything started, believe it or not. I mean, I came here and I even got my name, Queen of Funk, here in Europe, so.
Ouais, c'est vrai que Sharon est vraiment, d'abord commençait très, beaucoup plus connue en Europe qu'aux États-Unis,
right.
Et elle était appelée la reine de la soul et ça l'impressionnait. You was impressed by that.
Yeah, that was it. So I love Europe. Thank you all so much.
Dernière question, elle appartient pas à nous, mais à Violaine. On lance le jingle et Philippe vous explique.
Et maintenant, la question à Violaine. La question à
Violaine. And I take a question. All right.
On y va.
What's your favorite occupation?
My favorite occupation.
You can say that.
I guess working with kids, I mean, what my favorite job I really enjoyed was when I worked with the choir and was working with the kids directing the choir. That's what you mean, that kind of question, occupation?
Yeah, okay. It could be that, could be on stage or...
I mean, of course, my work, what I'm doing, I mean, I love that, y'all can see. I mean, but I love, you know, and Madame,
working with kids.
I love working with kids. Maybe when I even, after I retire, I'll probably get back to maybe producing younger, trying to find more soul talent. You know, and some young folks out here.
Ah ouais, donc c'est ça. Donc quand, yeah. Le jour où elle sera retraitée, yeah. Elle aimerait bien s'occuper de jeunes et développer des nouveaux talents.
Bring some soul singers to Daptone Records.
Et amener les jeunes chez Daptone.
Merci. Thank you very much.
Right.
Merci beaucoup.
Juste une dernière question, Julien. Sharon, c'est un bel endroit. Espérons ça pour jouer. Vous avez vu la scène là-bas avec l'abbaye. C'est un beau décor pour un concert.
Have you saw the venue? With
yes, it's beautiful so far. What I
he asked if it's, of course, it's this kind of venue can inspire you when you're on stage and
oh,
you
yeah.
see this.
All that beautifulness, everything, you know, it, when I get out, I feed off the energy anyway, the stage and the people, and that's what I'll like, now I'm sitting here like, but once I'm up there, that's a whole different thing.
Voilà.
Yeah.
Donc, une fois qu'elle sort, elle cherche son énergie avant de... nous mettre une claque.
Et on va lancer de la musique.
On écoute un petit ouais. extrait de l'album de Sharon Jones qui s'appelle I Learned the Hard Way.
Je propose que ce soit Sharon qui s'introduise elle-même par un petit jingle dans la radio Esperanza si elle le veut bien.
Yeah, you ask to do a jingle for the radio and introduce yourself
music.
Before your music.
What jingle? What's the name? What is
the
radio?
The name of the radio is Radio Esperanza.
Well, let me see that. Maybe let me see it because I'll probably pronounce it wrong.
Radio Esperanza.
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 Esperanza. Comme it's the same name of the festival.
Esperanza Radio. What is it?
Et la station c'est 106.
Radio Esperanza.
Alors qu'un téléphone sonne dans le studio, on ne sait pas.
Radio Esperanza.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotta do a jingle for Radio Esperanza, the radio station that plays the music soul, ooh, the music that make you wanna get down. Radio Esperanza. I said again. Esperanza.
Thank you very much.